Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 63, The History of Wine. The history of wine is as rich and complex as the beverage itself, spanning thousands of years and weaving through the fabric of human civilization. Wine, a product of fermented grape juice, has been an integral part of culture, religion, and society, evolving from ancient rituals to modern celebrations. Its story begins in the distant past, tracing back to the earliest days of agriculture and human settlement. The origins of wine can be found in the region now known as the South Caucasus, encompassing parts of modern-day Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Archaeological evidence suggests that humans began cultivating grapes and fermenting their juice as early as 6000 BCE. In Georgia, the discovery of ancient pottery containing traces of tartaric acid, a key component in grapes, provides compelling evidence of the world's first winemaking. These early wines were likely rudimentary, unfiltered beverages used in communal gatherings and rituals. From the Caucasus, the practice of winemaking spread to neighboring regions such as Mesopotamia and Egypt. By around 3000 BCE, wine had become a symbol of status and divinity in ancient Egypt, where it was associated with religious ceremonies and the afterlife. Wine jars have been discovered in the tombs of pharaohs, highlighting its importance in both life and death. The Egyptians also began to refine winemaking techniques, experimenting with additives such as herbs and spices to enhance flavor and preserve the wine. The ancient Greeks further elevated the cultural significance of wine, integrating it into nearly every aspect of their lives. By 1000 BCE, wine had become a staple of Greek society, celebrated in poetry, philosophy, and religious rites. The god Dionysus, known as Bacchus in Roman mythology, was revered as the deity of wine, fertility, and festivity. Symposia, or drinking parties, were central to Greek culture, providing a space for philosophical debates, performances, and social bonding. The Greeks were also instrumental in spreading viticulture throughout the Mediterranean, introducing grape cultivation to colonies in southern Italy, France, and Spain. The Roman Empire built upon the Greek legacy, making wine an essential part of daily life and commerce. The Romans refined winemaking techniques, developing tools and methods that laid the foundation for modern practices. They categorized wines by quality, introduced wooden barrels for storage and transportation, and documented their knowledge in texts that have influenced winemakers for centuries. Rome's vast network of trade routes facilitated the widespread distribution of wine, establishing vineyards across Europe and bringing wine to regions as far as Britain. With the fall of the Roman Empire, the role of wine shifted, becoming closely tied to religion. In medieval Europe, the Catholic Church played a crucial role in preserving and advancing viticulture. Monasteries became centers of winemaking, as monks cultivated vineyards to produce wine for use in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The Benedictine and Cistercian orders, in particular, were renowned for their meticulous attention to viticulture, developing techniques that improved the quality of wine. These religious institutions laid the groundwork for some of the world's most famous wine regions, including Burgundy and Champagne in France. The Renaissance brought renewed interest in wine as a symbol of refinement and sophistication. Advances in science and technology during this period led to innovations in winemaking, including the use of glass bottles and corks, which allowed for better storage and aging. By the 17th century, wine had become a global commodity, with European explorers introducing it to the Americas, South Africa, and Australia. Vineyards were established in the New World, particularly in South America, where Spanish missionaries planted vines to produce wine for religious ceremonies. The 19th century marked a turning point in the history of wine, with both triumphs and challenges. The discovery of fermentation by French scientist Louis Pasteur revolutionized the understanding of winemaking, enabling producers to control the process more effectively. However, the century also brought devastation in the form of the Phylloxera epidemic, a pest that wiped out vast swathes of European vineyards. The crisis forced winemakers to graft European grapevines onto American rootstocks, a practice that remains standard today. The 20th century saw the modernization and globalization of the wine industry. Technological advancements, such as temperature-controlled fermentation and stainless steel tanks, improved consistency and quality. The rise of wine education and appreciation, coupled with the growth of wine tourism, transformed wine from a local product into a global phenomenon. Regions outside Europe, such as California's Napa Valley, Chile, and New Zealand, emerged as major players in the wine world, challenging the dominance of traditional European producers. Today, wine is a multi-billion pound industry, enjoyed by people from all walks of life. It is produced in every continent except Antarctica, with thousands of varieties catering to diverse tastes and preferences. While traditional wine regions like Bordeaux, Tuscany, and the Rhine Valley continue to set benchmarks for quality, emerging regions bring fresh innovation and perspectives to the table. Wine festivals, competitions, and sommeliers have become fixtures of the global cultural landscape, celebrating the artistry and science behind every bottle. Despite its long history, wine remains a dynamic and evolving industry. Climate change presents new challenges and opportunities, prompting winemakers to adapt their techniques and explore alternative grape varieties. Sustainability has become a key focus, with organic, biodynamic, and natural wines gaining popularity among environmentally conscious consumers. The digital age has also reshaped the way people engage with wine, from online sales to virtual tastings and educational resources. The story of wine is a testament to human ingenuity, resilience, and creativity. From its humble beginnings in ancient clay jars to its status as a symbol of sophistication and celebration, wine has been an enduring companion to humanity. It connects us to our past, enriches our present, and inspires us to innovate for the future. As long as there are grapes to be harvested and stories to be shared, the history of wine will continue to be written, one glass at a time. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.